El tercer componente textual es la cohesión. De acuerdo con la gramática sistémica funcional, la cohesión se refiere a recursos no estructurales que sirven para establecer las relaciones dentro del texto. Sus elementos varían desde una palabra hasta frases, cláusulas, oraciones e incluso pasajes mayores que la oración. Según el modelo de Halliday y Hasson,
the units of analysis are linguistically realized cohesive ties between sentences. A cohesive tie is realized by a relation across sentences, boundaries, between a presupposed element and a presupposing one.
Su modelo de
cohesive ties
se divide en
reference, assumes identity of reference, substitution, assumes identity of lexicogrammatical form, ellipsis, substitution by zero, conjunctive, the presupposing element is bidirectional, it faces simultaneously toward two presupposed elements, one preceding and the other following, and lexical.
La referencia puede ser personal, posesiva, demostrativa o comparativa.
The men began to gather, surveying their own children. They stood together and their jokes were quiet, and they smiled rather than laughed. This created some little dissatisfaction. Bobby Martin had already stuffed his pockets full of stones, and the other boys soon followed his example, selecting the smallest and roundest. They called a special meeting of the Board of Aldermen every week, but they usually met more often.
La sustitución puede ser nominal, verbal u oracional.
The knife is too blunt. I must get a sharper one. Do you think all the students already know? I think everybody does. Can people enjoy deep sea fishing in Wiltshire? I think so.
La elipsis, tanto nominal, verbal o oracional, puede ser
would you like to eat another cake? Thanks, but I've already eaten three more. Is your brother inviting Elizabeth to the party? No, but he is Susan. How did you eat while you were in Japan? Sitting on the floor.
La cohesión conjuntiva puede ser copulativa, adversativa, temporal o clausular.
The two friends were walking for hours without stopping. And in all the time, they met no one. Yet they were not tired. Then, in the evening, they entered a pub to rest. So by night time, the sea was far below them.
Y la cohesión léxica, que puede ser reiterativa, con la misma palabra, sinónimo, hiperónimo, nombre general, o también situacional.
The group turned to the ascent of the highest mountain. The ascent was very dangerous. The climb was very dangerous. The task was very dangerous. The thing was very dangerous. Jazz is a kind of music that originated in the United States. It is a mixture of rhythms from West Africa, harmony from European classical music, religious music, including gospel songs and Negro and white spirituals, work songs and American folk music.
El acercamiento del traductor al texto original en el marco sistémico funcional puede obtener mejores resultados porque permite la comprensión total del texto, tanto a nivel literal o factual, solo requiere el conocimiento lingüístico, como a nivel de inferencias o del lenguaje implícito, que exige un conocimiento cultural y contextual. Asimismo, la gramática sistémica funcional ayuda a que el traductor pueda hacer su propia valoración del texto, lo que le ayudará a la hora de realizar su propia versión. La valoración textual tiene dos aspectos que se complementan, el crítico y el apreciativo. El traductor tiene que analizar y sintetizar el texto con el que va a trabajar para poder después formar su propia opinión y juicio. ¿Qué se dice? ¿Por qué se dice? ¿Y para quién se dice? Para ello se precisa conocer el estilo, el tono y la actitud del escritor, a fin de identificar los recursos literarios utilizados.